Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks are ready to work as they open up the 2022-23 season here in Denver as the opposition to the Cup champs, the Colorado Avalanche, who raised their championship banner prior to puck drop tonight. And that is a golden opportunity for the Blackhawks to ruin the Avs party. John Whiteman along with Troy Murray.
You heard Richardson talk about it. You can't teach size. You know, you got to go around those big bodies. The reach for the defenseman is incredible. So I think they've done a nice job of putting a roster together that, again, is going to work hard, is going to make sure that the other team knows that they've competed in the game at the end of it.
Hold on to your hats, folks. Down to center ice we go. The 2022-23 season for the Blackhawks is underway as Max Domi wins the draw. Loose puck in behind and at the Avs get it. Now a shot from in front by Makar. Glove save made by Peter Mrazek.
No you score. Need that big save right off the bat. If that shot goes in from Makar, this place is just erupts. So that is a huge early save for Peter Mrazek, who looks sharp and looks ready.
To the left point, Taves to McKinnon, high slot, long wrist shot, he scores! From the high slot, Nathan McKinnon got some room, and he fired a shot that may have hit a Hawk player, and then Mrazek, and tumbled past him into the Hawk net, and the Avs have drawn first blood in the season. They lead 1-0. Philip Kurashev, top of the left circle, moves in, got it over to Taves, he shoots, he scores! The first shot of the year by the Hawks captain, Jonathan Taves! It's a power play goal, and the Hawks have tied it at one.
Looking for a rebound year from the captain last year, where he only had 12 goals all season long. Four of those came on the power play, and Jonathan Taves and the Blackhawks get back into this game, tie it up. Excellent passing play.
Absolutely. Arturi Lehkonen moves it over top of the right circle, and Rantanen fires, he scores.
Big Valeri Nichushkin in front of the net. Gets the redirect. McKinnon does a wonderful job getting the puck in the offensive zone, and then they move the puck around as Nichushkin's goal.
Kane steps over the out line, left point to Tyler Johnson, put it in front, Max Domi shoots, it scores! Power play goal for Max Domi. The Hawks are now 2-for-3 on the Sitco power play, and they're back in this game, trailing 4-2.
That's what the Hawks are looking for. Quick strike here, a penalty to the Avs, and they're back in this game right now.
Sam Lafferty, Av line left wing, pretty well buried with a check from Josh Manson. The two of them get their sticks on one another. They're going to shake off the mitts. Here we go. And Lafferty grabs hold of Manson, hog ties him, throw him into the glass. Manson swinging with the right hand. Lafferty has now lost his balance, but he got back to his feet. And then he wrestles Manson down to the ice. So good on Sam Lafferty, not known as a fighter, taking on a very tough guy in Josh Manson. And he held his own. In the right wing corner, Hawks zone. Moving it back to the right point. Makar, long wrist shot. They score. Another power play goal for Colorado. And now 4-for-6 on the power play in this hockey game and lead it 5-2 with 2:57 left in regulation.
I love the effort of the Blackhawks.
Sure.
Okay, they're outgunned, they're outmanned. But the desire and the effort from start to finish on the Blackhawks end of the equation, I thought was really good. You know, some good things that you could build on.